We discussed already beginning of the siman, the halachas of the chomer of the kli, what the kli has to be made out of. Last week we discussed the tzura of the kli, the different halachas which are possibly taloi and tumah and tara. Shleimus of the kli, the tzura of the kli, what type of kli in hilchas kelim is chayav in tilas kelim, and the sugya now, mostly in Tzif Hei and Tzif Ches, by the din of Sakin Shal Shchita, and Tzif Ches by the Sakin Chituch Klofim, is the Shaila that the Gemara says another Tanai. That's the Gemara's Tanai that the Gemara has a Havamin, even Zuzu de Sarbala, maybe even the Chvesnish, scissors, that you used to cut big date semer, Rashi says. Or even these regular scissors should be Chayiv, because why not? It's Klei Gayim. We have no indication otherwise, the Chayiv. So the Gemara's Mechadesh, Dafka, Klei Suda, Ne'marim Beparsha. So what's Klei Suda? So it's not so clear the lean, but the little shver, we saw maybe a little bit of machlokes. So Shainim Rashi says, because davar shayava ba'ish, and the derech of things to be put into the fire are klei suda. Rashba says a different taich. He says that maisets learn from the parsha of hagolas kelim. So the only things I need hagolah are the things that are used in the kitchen. They have time is in them. Okay. So that's clear. Zuzu de Sarbala, big date tzemer, to cut your big date tzemer, that's potter. So that's clear. So what's yes, klei suda? So the Gemara is, it's mavur in the Gemara, what's klei suda? Even though that wasn't the point of the Gemara to say, elu heim, heichon heim, klei suda. We don't have a Gemara like that, but the Gemara does say in the Hemshech Gemara that sleiches, kitonios, kum kamusin, to basically refer to all the basic kelim that we eat off of and the basic kelim for preparation. Yoyrois, kum kamusin, things you cook water in, cook food in, eat food out of tzlechiyos. So lemaisa, it's not dvarim for Rashim exactly together, but you see that's the general concept of klei suda. Lemaisa, we'll see. Ramesha, one of his tshuvas, takas medayik this gemara, and Takas learns from here the gather of klei suda that you see has to be mamish, something that's mechan the food with the bishul or something you eat out of. But lemaisa, it's not dvarim for Rashim, and then mail the question becomes the whole discussion in the paiskim, different types of eifanim where it's in between. Where it's not Zuzah de Sarbala, which is a Mefarsh Gemara, it's also not Yeris and Kum Kamusin, it's not Mamish the Klei Bishul. So if we look in the Gemara, we're left with a big gap in between these two that leaves us with a certain unclarity. That's one Shaila that needs beer. And the other Shaila is that we're saying Klei Suda. So we have many Kalim, especially in our advanced day and age, many Kalim that sometimes you could use them for Klei Suda and sometimes not. Do we go Basar Reif Tashmisha? Do we not go Basar Reif Tashmisha? Hechi Kaimalun. What's the halacha? Also something that's not Mefarsh in the Gemara. Okay, so Sif Hei starts with the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that a sakin shal shchita is potter from tefillah. Mordechai in Chul says a sakin shal shchita is potter from tefillah. A sakin shal shchita is gor chashev a klei suda. Chops up, it shechs your meat for you, kashers your meat for you. So why should not be chayv? Zok the Mordechai, it's not klei suda. Why is it not klei suda? Because the meat's not raw yet. You still have to do malicha, bishul, tzli, whatever you have to do. But the mice, it's still in the preliminary stages of preparing the food. That's not called klei suda. Now, so I'm saying, Imishum misvara l'chera yeshma l'falpa, because again, like we said, there's no mefarsh gemara. If the only mefarsh gemara we're working with is zuzah de sarbala, certainly sakin shel shchita is more klei suda than zuzah de sarbala. So we're going to see very interesting machlokes. Really, this rai from the gemara is diik from the gemara is a bissel yesh l'dchis. Why? Because the point of the gemara mentions zuzah de sarbala. This is really a machlokes between the bach and the prisha. Many of you probably saw. But the Gemara's point in Zuzah de Sarbala is not to draw the line where you're potter, and anything more sudadik than that is already chayiv. That's not the Gemara's point. The Gemara has a havamina that even the most wild thing is chayiv, even Zuzah de Sarbala. But lamaskana, that's not true. So it could be lamaskana that's potter mitfila, could be even things that are more shaykh to achila and sudar also potter, and that was brought for the havamina to bring the extreme position of the havamina that even Zuzah de Sarbala should be chayiv. So it could be there's no diak. But afal pikein l'chayr, if we want to come and be mechayy, we want to come and say a p'tur on a klay matrius, which is shayla of tefillah d'oraisa, stam asvara ba'alma, because the food's not muchan. I mean, certainly mefarsh gemara we don't have. So it is machlokes rishonim, like the Rama brings from the Tashbits and the Maharash, that l'maisa the mechayy in sakin shal shchita. So where is it coming from? So you look in the Goin, you look in the Mordechai lane. So it's really coming from a gemara. Taka the Mordechai has a shtikla gemara, not mamish from the Farash. He has a gemara. The gemara in Chulin Daf Ches over there speaks about when you want to go use the sakan shel shchita of a guy. So the gemara speaks about the requirement to do livun. So says the guy. You know, in our sugya in avodah zarah, and probably generally when the gemara speaks about how to be machshel the keli, the gemara says malabanon, matbilon, magilon, matbilon. It tells you the whole process of how to make it kosher, ultimately, you know, for usage. So here the Gemara says malabna ba'ar. Well, wait one second, what about the tefila? So we have a diuk, says the Mordechai, that we have a taka, have a Gemara, that it's pater mitvila. That's the, the Mordechai. The Hezbir is that it's not klei suda, so shteitar, shtekol, gather in klei suda. That is the shita of the Mordechai. The Cholkim, which the Ramah brings, Taiv B'lei Bracha, so Zok the Gain, so they hold, in Lamdas they hold, that's called Klei Suda, Mehechatei Sinat, who cares, it's in the preliminary stages, I the Gemara, says the Gain, it's Tali and Shtekel, whole Asik over there in the Gemara, in the Klei Avei Dezara, Vechule, Ayin Sham the Gain, Zok the Gain, they learned that Gemara is talking about She'ela from a guy. So like our Gemara says before, She'ela from a guy is Pater, because it's not Mochlep B'yad Yisrael, for whatever other reason. But Memela, that's the Shaya Hal learned the Gemara, so we are Emes handling Chatna Gemara.
And Xavier, so the Mordechai has a Gemara that shows that that is not Klei Suda, but he still doesn't know why it's not Klei Suda.
Right,
he
that's,
still has
that's
to
Misfar.
Invent.
Yes,
and go with a different Svar why that's not
Klei Suda. Yeah, and we'll see. Maisa, the Achreinim are talking about all different Svars. The Mordechai Alain says it, Tom. Okay. So that's the machloikas. Ma'isel Gabi, the etzem machloikas of sakin shal shkita. So it's machloikas of shenim. Machaber is mekel. Ramah says m'ikar adin or mekel. But toiv to be machmir. Specifically, we're talking about matchis. Sakin shal is matchis. Toiv lahachmir to be toiv al b'lebrach. Okay. So if you look there on the Ramah, what happens? So there's a whole hemshech of the Ramah. He starts mentioning other similar types of kelim, which l'chayra learned that from sakin shal shkita. Sailaptor, Sailachia, whatever you hold about Sakh Shoshita. Which are what? Different Kalim that are very chashuv, very important, but very preliminary. And the case that the Rishonim speak about that Ramah brings are different Kalim that were Isaac in the Hachanas Ha'isa, cutting the matzah, cutting the dough, the Kalim for kneading the dough, Chule v'chule. So all these types of things. The Chareg fall into the same category as Sakh and Shoshita. Fine. So then L'chayra should be telling this Machlaikis. So the problem is, like we all saw, the problem starts that there's a problem with the diak and the Ramah, with the placement of the Ramah's Hagah, because the Ramah's Magia directly on the din of Sakin Shal Shechita, and then he keeps quiet in the Hemshech of the Ramah. He himself brings the Halacha that the other things are Padam Mitzvila, the Barzelim, that Mataknim Behem Amatzis. He leaves that open, Kilo is not Magia. So there's a Shailim Nachrenim, how to learn. So the Goyin, the Taz and the Goyin, the Goyin Sivkata and Yudalid. Taz and the Goyin both say that it's Lav Dafka. I mean, Ayin Sham Ledarkei Moshe, there's no Makom Lachalik really in Melo. The Chumrah of the Ramah will apply to all other Kalim. And the Melo, any Kli that's a Kli, Eichel Kli Suda, even if it's not the final stage, we're Machmer, Toivlat Milo Bloy Bracha. That's Sheet of the Taz. Says the Shach, Ne. Ramah's Taka Meduyik. So what's Taka Pshad in this Diyak? The Shach says an interesting shtickle Torah. That what? Mitzad atzmoi. These types of kelim are not chayiv. And taka, we're willing to be poiter them in gansin. You don't even, not even lachum. Sakin shal shchita as a tosefes chaymer. What's a tosefes chaymer of sakin shal shchita? That is the chumra that it's ra'ui to be used for other things. It's sachakol, it's a knife. Knives can be used for all kinds of things, but are mamish klei suda, mamish on the table, mamish for achila mamish. So since it's roi for other things, that's enough. So, lemaisa, it's an interesting shtickle Torah, because seif kol seif, like the goyin tainas, we don't go baser haroi. We don't go baser what you could do. What is it miyuchad for? What are you using it for? So the chayash data in the shach, like you know, shtickle pshara. Yeah, lemaisa sakin shel shchita is klei oichel, something used for food. So the klei oichel of the preliminary stages is not enough to give it a shame klei suda mamish, but it's also not enough to be mafkiyat from the shame klei suda. So we could borrow the same klei suda from what it's ra'i for, but ultimately we're saying because it's a knife, and you're using it as a knife, and you're using it as a knife for food. So, you know, people cut all kinds of different foods with their knives. So just because now you're cutting a food that's not ra'i, but this is a knife, you can also cut foods that are ra'i. So Maisa, the Shach brings this from a Gilyanus Veheter. But Maisa, it's also a shtickle mavur in the Mordechai lane, this far of the Mordechai. Because if you look in the Mordechai, he says two things about the Sakin Shal Shechita. He says, first of all, you can't even use it for other things. He points that out, and it's a shaila. Is this called roi l'tashmish macherim? Because you have to do hadacha, because it's, you know, it's got the blood. So says the Mordechai, you cannot use it for tashmish macherim. Aye, what about this tashmish of shkita? And this tashmish is not called a tashmish because it's not ready yet. So it's meduig in the Mordechai that if it would be roi for tashmish macherim, even though this tashmish of shechita is not a good enough tashmish to the mechayev, that would be a chiyuv. Right? The Mordechai is mashma, you need both taimim to pato. You need the fact that it's not roi and the fact that this is not a tashmish. But if it would be roi, it's mashma tashmish would be enough.
And the chayev.
Right. 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 And the Taz really quotes
this. At the end of the day, though, I'm saying the sakin shel shechita is roi. It is roi for other things, meaning.
It is roi.
Right, it is roi.
Oh, you're saying, so what's, how can the Mordechai pater? Yes, yeah, so, I mean, this seems to be the shayla. It's roi al de hadacha. That could be the machlokes, right? Right. Well, so it could be other achrinim weren't noiches b'chal to that time. That's roi for dvar machirim. Like the Taz seems to ignore it. The Taz, even though he quotes that, the Taz seems to ignore it. It says the chumra is the chumra. The chumra is that even dvarim that are not ruyim for anything else were machmer across the board, right? And that's why the Taz is machayiv even by the Barzelim. But lemaisa azoyis meduyik taka in the Mordechai. What's that?
Why isn't it
roi? It's not roi kimois shehu. Because it has bod, you have two adachim.
The goof of the story is mitzad the kli. It's
yeah. So this could be totally. You know, in the first year, in the beginning of the sugya, we discussed that possibly machlokes rishonim whether hadacha is called a hechsher process or not. Is hadacha just like cleaning? Should balabat is cleaning, or is it part of the hechsher process that could be machlokes rishonim ban whether hadacha is mefirsh in the pasuk? If you hold hadacha as a hechsher as a, so it could be this kli is not roy. It needs a hechsher.
Again,
okay, yishlodim. It's
out of my. Maybe he just means straight. The knife is the knife. It's the etzem of the zuka. It's shayach to be a shayach. Doesn't matter.
No, Mordechai patters. Mordechai is the one who patters from.
Yeah, the scar would be the scar connected. The etzem it is. Even though he needs both.
And if I care, in chanami, I mean the svar sachalkim. If they need, if you need it to be roi, so teretz is that it's roi. Al yedei hadacha. Chanami.
And the ma'aseh the gabei shabbos, I think the shachita is not
the sort of
kiss because it's not used for anything else.
In chanami, so you see the gedarim vaystos, yeah. It's definitely a miyuchet for shechita. You know, even if it would be roi for dvar machirim, I don't think the average shechit.
And lechatchila, you're not allowed to use for anything else. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to use to have a sakin.
Right, miyuchet.
Can't cut it because of the shemenef comes from
right. Can make pegimas in the knife. Fine. So this is the svara of the shach. So the maisa lahalacha. I didn't see any clear hachra. That's him. The chachma sadam does paskin lekula. Paskin's like the shach. That it's only sakin shel shechita that we're machmer for because it's roi for dvar machirim and everything else the Rambam is mekel and you can be mekel lemaisa. Lemaisa the goyin is machmer stark, Taz is machmer. I saw even kipshuto the mechaber is gor machmer. The mechaber holds even sakin shel shechita's pater. And yet I saw that the ben ishchai is machmer. The ben ishchai is machmer for like kedas harama, whichever shechita in the Rambam you learn. So. What it seems is that certainly by matzchis yesh lahachmir to shayon deraisus, and by schuchas also they say lechatchil to be toivel b'loy bracha unless you have a grace tzairich. It's a big tircha, whatever it is, but lechatchil to be toivel b'loy bracha. So this is a nafkamino l'maisa for what? So for various different things that are in the average kitchen, some people have like kneading bowls just to knead dough, or some kind of like a KitchenAid type of thing that you have extensions that are just for kneading dough, the special bowl. And well, the bowl could be roi for dvar machirim yishladim, but and then anyway it would be chayev kli alma. But I'm saying something go to nafkamina shach and taz would certainly be the extensions of your KitchenAid or whatever it is that are just for kneading dough that are not roi for dvar machirim. So lechayr afal pikein yesh le toivlim b'loy bracha lahachmer like the taz and the goyin. Okay, they speak about a sifter, a flour sifter. No, so we're gonna get to Rav Tashmishu. I hope not. Well, let's see. They speak about a sifter. Sifter's also klechi. That's not yet right. Okay, I think b'derech klal they're not. There's no metal in there. But if there's metal, that would also put on the shayla. Cookie forms. You know, cookie cutters that to make shapes of cookies. So when the Sfarim point that out, l'chayr be on the shayla. It's only used for dvarim she'enam ru'uyim lachila. But ma'isel fi the schum that you should be toiv them. But avad the bulim.
Bulay
bracha. Oh yeah. Well, not really.
Not so
crack.
So like some people have a schnitzel hammer that has like a metal thing on it to whack out the schnitzel. So chayr, not ready for dvar machir except to hit your kids. And chayr then it would also be telling this machlokes yesh makom lahakol, but ma'isel lechatchil yesh tov b'brachah lahachmer like the taz and the goyin shayel of matches. What do you say?
Yeah, roy means kill like saying kilu roi is not, it's not done normally because of other, you can use the kitch, you can use it if you want.
Yeah, I mean you could use anything, right? I assume I'm saying from the raya that the shach brings, the barzelim that they were matakin, you know, something that they were cut the isa with, probably something that would be very awkward to use for something else, like, you know, this these extensions in your KitchenAid to knead dough. Theoretically, you could mix your chocolate milk with it, but it would be a very awkward, strange thing. So l'chayr means it's not oimid. It's not oimid for any other tashmish. L'chayr.
So it ends up being the thing what you're saying, that we're coming on that the use right now where the shechita is in a ma'aseh achila, there's no even toiv l'tav, toiv l'hak will be sakin klof, not even a havam in the book. Until you use an arai.
We're going to get to sakin klof, yes. L'chayr, yes. Okay, so this. Okay, so we have a nice deek in the Mordechai. That l'maisa, this is the tzir of hadvarim, that we're saying that it has to be a klei oichel and roi for klei su demamish. Okay, but sacha calls a shtekel teir, not mafurish. And so the Prichadosh says like this. Prichadosh says that avado, we're not going to love dafka the Rama. Avado is shtark meduik, that's dafka sacha shashkita. Prichadosh is a different town. Nothing to do with the fact that roi, not roi. Who cares about roi? Like the Gain says, ain hochem basar a roi, hochem basar a shimush. Says the Prichadosh, chelik is pashut. Sakin shel shchita, that's a gur chashav etikun. It's not ready yet in a chanami, but it's so chashav, the shchita, I mean, in the tikun chashav gadol mizu, so such a chashav etikun, even in the earlier stages, is makam les chayiv. Ashenke and other things, what, to just cut the dough, to just flatten it out, to just make the holes, whatever it is, that's not so chashav. So for those things that are not so chashav, there has to be the final tikun, it has to be roi l'achila. And if it's not roi l'achila, then only something like a sakin shel shchita, which is gur chashav, that would be chayiv. Chayiv in tefillah, and that's the pshat in sakin shel shchita. Now, Keinzu, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned such a svara, and that's still a machloikis. Yes, that's still a machloikis. Meaning, that's still the Rambam, the Machaber's Mekel, and the Rambam's Machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan has a similar svara. He also goes Ein Sham, a whole different mahalach, betzim in these halachas. But lemaisa, he also mentions this svara that kefi the dargo of the chashivas of the tikkun, that will be machayev or not machayev. Okay, so that's the Prichadosh of Mahalach. Now, whether or not that's the Pshat in this Ramah, the Pshat in the Chumr Sakin Shel Shchita, it's a Chiddush, it's not the Pashat of Pshat, Chves Nisht. Maybe like the Shach, not like the Shach. But Al Kapanim, this Yisoid, that a Kli, in order to be Mugdar, there's a Kli Suda, has to Shtel Tzu to the Meichel, a Chashav Etikun, so that already we find Dvarim for Russia. And basically it starts with the Tur. The Tur says, seemingly very simple statement. He says, when he's talking about the things that are potter, it's an akli suda, so he says, kegoin misparayim uchayotzi bahim, she'enim etzarchi suda. So like, pashut, after learning the Gemara and learning the Rishonim, so when you see the Torah say misparayim, what's he referring to? Suda the sarbala, pashut. Yeah, that's the misparayim. Rashi says misparayim, obviously that's what he's referring to. Comes along the Prisha, and Prisha says, no, it doesn't say misparayim shel tzemer, it doesn't say, it means even the misparayim that you cut, that you're koin vinas ayarek, some kind of peeler, something that you cut up or peel vegetables with. And Zakter, that's Potter. Why? Shalom Mikshav me ikr tikun tzarchi asuda. Okay, so like we said, the diak from the Gemara is Zuzah Disarabala, Mishkan Grace Adiak, and the Taz points this out. Because that was just being said for the Havmina, that even that's Chayev. But Maskana, that's Potter. Who didn't even regular Misparayim, and that's Pshat in the Torah. The Torah is saying, if it's felt in the Chashivas of the Tikkun, it's not being stung to a Chash of the Tikkun to the Michael, it's Potter from Tvila. And that's the Pshat in Misparayim. And the Pritayr is Masbir. This Mahalach of the Prisha, and he says, Tikkun zed kniva, loy mikri kol kach tikkun, she'in mukhrach, first of all, it's not totally necessary for the food, but gamin a moisiboy dover mitam zed, nishkin grace zach. And the Mela says the Prisha that potter mitvila.
Even though it was mamish a step before.
Even though kipshutai, and that's kipshutai, the Shach and Tazler, not like others trying to be falpal, the Tazler, the Prichadish has a different Mahalach, the Pritar suggests such a Mahalach, it's telling whether it's a raw vegetable or an edible or unedible vegetable, but he says lahedya, but that's not what the Prisha is saying. It's clear that the Prisha is saying even an edible vegetable, a peeler is nishkin grace,
right,
not a chashav tikkun.
It could be that they would even patter a chashav tikkun.
Well, that's the
a step removed.
Well,
I mean, even when it's immediate, it's not a step.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's two sugyas here.
Right.
And that's the Shach.
Right.
And it could be they learn like the Shach, that's the Pshat and Sakash Shchita. And over here, they have a different, right, exactly.
Right.
This is a different diak, it's a diak in the tour, and they're saying, Misvara Pshat in the tour is that it's not like into a Chashav Tikkun.
Not like the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's an Ikar Tikkun, I don't care when it is.
So you see a Yisayid that it has to be a Tikkun Chashav in order to have a Shem Klei Suda. Now this Prisha is Paskin by the Shach and the Taz, and not like the Bach who's Chaylik and says Mehechatesi Avada, once you're doing a Tikkun and it's Roy L'Achila, so you're Chay. So fine. Okay, so maybe Yesh Lachmer like the Bach. You know, Maisa, it's a big chiddush in the Torah. It's a big chiddush. The Torah says Misparayim, Kipshuta means he's desirable. Okay, but Maisa, it's a Prish and a Bach and a Shach and a Taz. Okay, so Ula Yesh Lachmer like the Bach. But Maisa, Avada, it would seem that a vegetable peeler, Tefillah should be B'loi Bracha. Because L'chari, that's kind of B'yis HaYerek, L'chari, that's what we're talking about. L'chari, that's the clue that we're talking about. Shteitar, it's not for me. Ikr, Tzarchei, Choshev, Tikkunim. And Memela should be Tayyub, B'bracha. And that's what Be'en HaSen showed us from Rebelski in the Sefer Shulchan Alevi, that Taka says a peeler should be able to have Bracha. Surprisingly, I didn't see the other Sforim point this out. L'chayr Taka, there's no tzad to make a bracha. L'chayr, some kind of peeler. Needs tefillah, because we're machmer for the bach, but tefillah without a bracha. Unless we're going to be machalik and say that, I don't know exactly what their metzias
were. Like the shach.
What?
Like
why not
like the shach?
Like the shach. So unless we're going to be mechalik and say that maybe like this, you know, what does the pre-tayer say? He says this tikkun wasn't so kolkach chashiv, wasn't so mukhrach. So now a lot of things we peel stock are not mukhrach. You peel an apple, it's not so mukhrach. You peel a potato before you cook it, not so mukhrach. But the mice, when you peel a carrot, it's pretty mukhrach.
So it's not like the shach, because the shach is not right for anything else.
But now we're not talking about right for anything else. Now we're talking about is this itself a mechayiv? So on that we don't have a shach. We have a shach. We have a shach. The Pashkin's a prisha. And he said the Prisha is right, and Knivas Yerek, the Misparayim for the Yerek, are Potter. Potter mitvil. Right. So we're Machmer for the Bach, we'll be Toivil, but like the Shach, Taz, and Prisha, L'chari, you can't make a Bracha. So unless, all I'm saying is that L'maisa, the Hagdor, the Pritar says, is not Mukhrach. So you tell me, are peelers Mukhrach Bizmanenu? So for carrots, they are. Other than that,
I don't know.
Use a
knife too. Some people.
What?
So, some people
peel. Okay, that's already a different kind. I could use something else. The question is this Tashra? So maybe that's what people are assuming. Bizmanenu would say it's Taka Chashav. Okay, Elmais, a lot of things. All of all the things that are edible raw that we use peelers for, I think the only thing I could really think of is carrots. Cucumbers you could eat with the peel. It's not a tikkun mukhrach kol kach. People enjoy it. It's a Tosefes, but that's good for the point of the Prisha. It's not so. They did it also. Obviously, they had a point. You know, they had a reason to do it. It wasn't so. Potatoes are kosher. First of all, potatoes is also not so important if you cook it. But right. Potatoes and mice, it's also step removed. It's, we also have nothing. What's that? Could you? Yeah. Okay. Without peeling. Okay. Senechanami. That's. So Mimela. Unless you'll say that be'einenu, you know, this is not exeris hakosav of peelers. Unless you'll say that bezmanenu be'einenu, peeling is chashav azach. It's more chashav. It's more mefunuk. Pshutay l'chari, you couldn't make a bracha on tefillas kelim of a peeler. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, al pi svarazu, that really we're saying based on a tour, and the achrenim are explaining misvara that you need a tikkun chashav. So Maisa is declaring the achrenim. What about a kli that doesn't prepare? You don't do bishul. You don't do tzliya. And you're not eating on the table, because again, Ramosha points this out, or Chashulcha points this out, Chayil of Shtelling Tzu or Chashav Atikun is only the things that are not Klei Suda Mamish. They're Tzorche Suda, that what you cook in the kitchen. So once we're in the kitchen, you have to find something Chashav. But on the table, Avad, all your plates, cups, knives, forks, even though you'll say, I can really eat on the table, I don't really need a plate. For this food, I don't really need a fork, b'chule b'chule. But Avad, that's the Klei Suda Mufhakim, that's the Klei Suda that we eat off at the table, that's Klei Suda Mamish, there's no Shaila, that's Chayavs. But the Shaila, so the Shaila Mechreinim, Kiv Eger has declared, what about kelim that we need pasha for storage purposes? The shayim lechreinim is about the chavius gedolos for of yayin. That's one of the svaras. The Shev Yankov said that you're not preparing the wine, you're not making the wine in these barrels. It's just for ichsun. It's just storage. It's storage kelim. No, that's what he's saying. These chavius gedolos were just used for storage.
If they ferment in the barrel.
Okay, you saw them for further fermenting. They're talking about a metzias. Yeah, they're talking about a metzias of it was just storage. And Lamaisa, it's based on this taina that like the Torah says that it could be misprayim shayak or potter because you need a chashav tikkun. Is this called a chashav tikkun? So Lamaisa, it's a machlok zachreinim. Rav Kiviger brings from the Mahari Melida that this svara that since it's only lahamid, the Aruch Hashulchan says such a svara. Okay, usually in the cases that Achreinim discussing, there were other tzirufim like we discussed. The Eres Kedolos were too big, they weren't movable, they were mechaber lakarka, b'chuli. But Lamaisa, this is one as far as the same. Rav Kiviger declares this far in Mitzad Atzmai, and he brings machlekes Achreinim. Mari Melida was taka mekel. But Lamaisa in Shom, Rav Kiviger brings the Cholkim. The Chacham Sodom is mavur, he did not accept this kula by the Chavius Kedolos. He held it, they were chayiv. And so Melo, the Shail of Klei Yechson blibes a machlokes machlokes achreinim. So certainly by matchis you have to be machmir, and by schuches, okay, again by schuches it seems generally they say, you know, b'lid tzairich tercha meruba, you should be taivo b'lay bracha. Very interesting, I saw that they bring from the Maril Diskin, the Chubis Maril Diskin, the Kuntra Sachrim, as Kufla Medvav. So he says there that he heard from his mother, and I guess he didn't get a chance, his father wasn't around in the kitchen, but he heard from his mother that his father told his mother in the kitchen, you know, she was the one dealing with the food, that the tzluchios, the bottles, you don't have to be taivo. And kind of rare, he's using Tzaymech on this word, that the bottles were just for Ichsun. And it was schuches, at least by schuches, by a shayla of a derabanan of schuches for the, so they, that Maril Diskin. What's that? What's that? What do you mean klipa?
Isn't that the stuff that they bought before?
Oh, 1 second. No, right. So 1 second. We're gonna get to that. No. So this seems to be Maril Diskin, and also the Beis Yehuda. They're talking about the heter was that there was some kind of storage bottles. That's what Lachari they were talking about. Some kind of storage bottles. Not the bottles that we actually have on the table that we're pouring out of. Yeah, not the things that come on the table. The bigger... What's that?
Not the bottles.
Oh, so 1 second. So they're talking Lachari now. They're talking about bottles. They had some kind of bottles that they used. They probably made their own drinks and their own wine. They filled it up and they were storage kelim. And Maril seems to have been makel by schuches. L'maisa b'litircha Lachari, you should be toivel without a bracha. And by matchas, for sure you'd have to be machmer. So, no bracha. Clay ichson, you couldn't make a bracha. Now, Maisa, right, it's important to point out that the kelim that we buy, that are storage kelim, but that you buy from the store, from the supermarket, that contain kol minei different canned foods, bottled foods, things that you wouldn't bring to the table, and they're just taka storage, there, it's not nichson to the shayla for two different reasons. Kol oy, that the food is still in its original container, so the place can say a kula, that there, the ikker is the food, you're just buying it as a wrapper, as a case, and it's nidan like chaislos, that's like the peel of the food, and it's batal, and it's tuffle to the food. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva and Chelek Beis, Simen Mem.
But there's a havamina pour it out?
Yeah, not only is there a havamina, but according to some, there's a maskana like that too. That there would be a chiv either to pour it out, or once you open it, you have to pour it out. Maisa, in the Sefer Tzvi came, he brings from Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe was also Mekel. Maisa, there's another tzad, that if it's a sealed can, like the Kufsot Shimurim, like the tuna cans, so once you open it, you're the one making the kli. Okay, we'll leave that for Sefiyot to decide if that chiddush is right or not. Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that these things are so much so mugder as the kli, as chayslos, as the peel and bottle and tuft of the kli, says Rav Moshe that then when you finish the contents and you want to go and reuse them, you're allowed to reuse it, because when you go reuse it, you're the one making it a kli. So Rav Moshe says this far you could be tzaymechan by schuches, because it's schuches on the chiyuv ben darbanan. By matchas he's more neutral hachmir. He says, you know, if someone's going to be mekel, you can't be meicheh. Mashmah that that's him, he'd be machmer. It's interesting over there in that shaila in that sefer tefilas kelim. So Shlomo Zalman is also makel that you don't have to empty the contents. You could eat out of, you could like eat the tuna out of the can, but you know something people commonly do is like with baked beans, they put the actual can, they open it, they cook it on the fire with the can. So Shlomo Zalman said he doesn't want to be makel. He says I don't have a hachra, but that already seems like your mamish making it into a chashva kli. Fear moish it's pashut okay. You made it into a kli. Certainly, when the contents are in there, even when you empty out the contents and you reuse it, Ramosh okay. By matchas, he was more machmer. By schuches, you can make it. But certainly, the first time. But interesting that
it won't be that it changed into a kli, because all the way to cook the beans is in the pot in the can.
I mean, you're turning this can of beans into a kli.
Yeah.
So then there's a svar lahakal.
That, you're the one
that the yid did it, right? That's Ramosh's svar.
Even though when they made a kilu, it could have been used.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. This is why I'm saying Ramosh said the svar. He wasn't really saimichanet by matchas. Said matchas shouldn't be saimichanet. Ain limchas, but shouldn't be saimichanet. But yeah. It seems from Ramosh that kol you have the original contents in there. It's for sure batal and tuffle to the food. So now you're saying, but once you're cooking in it, it's worse.
Yeah, because even if you're cooking it, it's still alright. So you throw it out.
Yeah.
After. It's
not a. Okay, so this was Rav Shlomo Zalman's pickbook. L'chayra l'fiyur Moshe Zagdara, that it's bottom top of the kli, it's even when you're cooking in it. And Bifrat, Rav Moshe really goes so much to say that you're the one making the kli. And we also have a tzirif that since we need a can opener, you're actually making the Pesach in the kli. That's a Chazon Ish held that was Bayna Darais on Shabbos. L'chayra there's a shtar ketzad to say that you're the one who's the Oisa kli, and it's a Yiddish kli. Okay, so that's these are not so lamaisa. Some people save these tin cans, not so common. Many people save glass jars of mayonnaise and different things like that. So l'fiyur Moshe Tzpseder, Moshe says vada yishlis mechas b'schuches. It is machlokes apayskim. Others were makabel as far, but Moshe says that you can be semichan. And I think for sure in America, that's at least in America, that's the minhag to be mekel. Lamaisa, what?
Even for reusing.
Yeah. I spoke once to a Rav here, he's noted to be very machmir, not to accept that chesh. Okay. So what's Negea halacha Maisa? By what? No, just for reusing I'm talking about. For the first time usage, they're on. Yeah, right, it's not Klar Mamish, I ain't shown. For cookking, yeah, he had a pickbook about cooking. Okay, so some of the common child is just a little halachal maisa. Yeah, the common thing some people have, you know, that they keep on the kitchen counter, little jars, sometimes metal cans that you keep in them, sugar, salt, coffee, tea leaves, you know, it says coffee, you know, different nice little jars like that. So these are kliyachsun, these are storage things. They require tefillah without a bracha. If we're going to be machmer, this suffik in there. Yeah, if they're from metal, if they're from zchuchis as they often are, achar they're still definitely a nice hider. Achar yesh makum to be toivel without a bracha, nice safik. And like we said, it's shtickle based on the Torah, which is a chiddush. But achar nechanami yesh amigos meich, someone who wants to be makel by zchuchis. Usually derech klal that's shtircha. So okay, so now the mice like this. So again, we're talking all the things that you don't bring to the table. But the things that come onto the table, that's ready. Klei su d'mamish and yichayev. Even though there's a shayla, what's that? Which? Yeah, Rav Moshe says that in that tshuva that I quoted in Chelik Beis Mem, and the Archa Shulchan has such a line like that also. So l'maisa, it's interesting. Even things that are brought on the table. So there's this chiddush we were discussing about. Sometimes people will bring a little jar of coffee to the table with boiling water, and then you take from the coffee and, you know, you make your own cup of coffee, or bring a little thing of tea scents, and you make your own tea at the table. So there is a svara in the Achronim that this should be like Sakan Shel Shechita, because the coffee is not roi, and because the tea is not roi. So if the coffee and the tea are not roi, so it's a kli which is used for food, which is not roi mitzad atzmo to eat. So that's like Sakan Shel Shechita, so it should have that pater and that suffix, and maybe you couldn't make a bracha. So, like we discussed, there's a vada makam lachalik, that which we find the chiddush in the Mordechai is only something that's mechusar tikkun gadol, like bishul, or some kind of big tikkun like that. The emesis Kivi Eger discusses the matchenet shell coffee, the coffee grinder, and he's mavur there that for the preparation of the coffee itself, it wouldn't be chayv. He speaks about it. He says lafi the shach, it's shaylov. Is it right for other things or not right for other things? It's a question of a preliminary stage. But I think that's talking about, you know, regular coffee grinds, which certainly need a much bigger bishul and much bigger tikkun. Shein gain, the things that come to our table, even though they have to be mixed into the food, that's mamish klei suda. Just because they have to be poured in or mixed in, like the tea scents or the freeze dried coffee, the cafe names, and all these things, lachar it's mamish klei suda. And the fact that you have to mix it in is not mafkei shein klei suda. Lachar it's a pashan avner ama. Yeah, because the Ramah says rechayim shel pilpul and rechayiv. Pilpulin, no one eats plain, no one eats by itself. The pashup shot is that when you grind them up, pepper grinds are roi, you just have to push it, shake it into your food. So that's part of the pashup.
Storage crate of sugar
doesn't bring to the table. Doesn't come to the table. If it comes to the table and it's something you put on the table and you store, then it's not just then it's klei suda. And that's why in Moshul they say, you know, like a cleric's pashut, but Taka, he writes this. I guess someone was like, you know, asking him about this, starting up with him about it. He says that a salt shaker is pashut. It's chayv of the bracha. Because it's clay soup, it's something on the table you eat with, you know, your fork and knife, your salt, you know, it's on the table.
Similar coffee, they used to eat their coffee beans.
Okay.
People still do eat coffee beans.
Okay.
Some
there's another svar, Shlomo Kluger, in Tuftan Vidas, you know, they bring from Tuftan Vidas, so he has another svar that the coffee, it's not roi, and when you put it into the water, it's bottled to the water. He tells to a svara from Bishul Akum that we say the ikar is the water, not what's mixed into the water. Yeah, it's dvar mechudashim. I don't know really what it should have to do with tefilas kelim and klei suda. You know, when you put the salt on the food, he's takam mechalik, but tavlinim, it's not bottled. Once it's on the table and it's something you're eating from and pouring into the food, that's klei suda. And these things that are commonly used by the table, chayev the bracha. And maisa, I saw b'shem the sefer based David. So he's taka. Kilu asks Astira, what's the pshat in the two ramas? Sakan shel shechita is chayev. I'm sorry, rechayim shel pilpulin is chayev. It's mashmaiv with a bracha. It's pasha rechiyev. And sakan shel shechita, it's a whole shayla shtekel toira because it's a preliminary stage. It's right for dvar machirim. So says the based David, what's the chiluk between rechayim and sakan shel shechita? He says rechayim is pepper. It's pasha right to use. It's like salt. It goes right into the food. Mashenkin sakan shel shechita is at an earlier stage. Okay, that's just a side point in terms of, you know, at what point do we say being on the table makes it klei suda? But nachshel nyanenu, that we're discussing this yisoid of that the preacher takes out of the tour, and that the achreinim are stopping by kli yichsun, that lamaisa you need, if it's not the kli suda, and if it's not being eaten from on the table, and it's not the use from the usage at the suda mamish, it needs to shtel to a tikkun to the food. It has to like to a tikkun, and some kind of tikkun with some kind of chashivus misuyemes, how much is good for the shayla. So comes Reb Moshe, Inigris Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Simon Chav Dalet, Yerideh. And the shayla he's asked over there is, what about a toaster? Now, he doesn't mean a toaster oven, but rather a toaster, you know, the ones that you stick the bread in, it pops out. Is it chayv in tefillah? So says Reb Moshe. So it's interesting, in Tefillah's Kehem, he quotes from the earlier, when Reb Moshe first wrote it in Torah Vahira, in the Kavitz Torah Vahira. So there Reb Moshe said, if you're afraid it can be miskalkel, shasat chak, whatever it is, the tshuva, he writes, Motor Maker Din, Afil Beloy Makam Hefsid, like he's madgish to the Shoyal, Afil Beloy Makam Tzarechadl, the Kolsh came, Makam Tzarechadl, Mais is Potter. Why is it Potter? So says Reb Moshe, let's see. So Reb Moshe there, very interesting, goes into the Gemara. He's medayik a little alayin from the Gemara that you need a certain chashivas of yoris kum kamisin ayin cham. He says, you need a like to a bishul, a real tikkun shalim, as long as it's not the kelim on the table itself. And the Meila says, the bread is gantz fine and roy. It's not really such a chash of a tikkun. Some people like it, you know, he calls it the yibush hapas. They like it dried out, crispy, but that's in the pas is roy. So you're not really doing any chash of a tikkun. It's not klei yichsun. And says Reb Moshe, you'll tell me klei yichsun. Says Moshe, you know what the tzata to be machmer and klei yichsun is? That the yichsun is a gufa, is a tzarech gadol on the food. Yeah, that's what
someone
he says.
Dr.
Moshe, she'i efshel yoyz beli kli, a food that's efshel yoyz beli kli, nechshev gam akiyum, kemay satiko nafiyu bishul. Mashenkin here, there's no tzarech at all. There's no tzarech, there's no hechrech, no tzarech at all. And once there's no hechrech, says Moshe, it's patim mitvila. So now like this.
There's another tzata to get to a toaster oven. If you live in America and you buy Eggo waffles,
yes,
and you make them in your toaster oven,
okay,
that's for if there's Misha.
Toaster oven or
toaster? Toaster. Yes. Put top on your toaster.
Yeah.
Kosher. That's not okay.
Bon.
What do you mean?
We used to use it not for bread. Well,
what,
also
what do you mean? They're not edible beforehand?
Right.
They're frozen. They're not. They're raw.
In a chanam. Eggo waffles?
Eggo waffles.
Okay.
Waffles.
Anything. Okay, so I just want to say like this, that this Svar of Moshe, now you're pointing out, what about the Bach? The Bach is Mechayev. We're Mechayev by a peeler. So I think Enechanami. This Chiddush of Moshe, Yesh Lodin. It's not so Pashut, Lamaisa, you know, it's not necessary, but, you know, toast is a whole different thing. You know, it's a Shailen Shabbos. To make bread to toast is a Chayev for Tzli, Bishel, whatever. Lamaisa, it is a Chashivos. People enjoy it. You're liking to a Tikkun. So I think that Enechanami, that L'chayra, I would have thought it's very similar to the peeler. What's the peeler saying? It's not hechrech, he says the pre-tire, but it's kishmak. So it says the bach, you're chayv with the bracha. Says the shachtas prisha, you're potter. So we're chayv with the, we're mesupik, we're chayv b'li bracha. So the chayv here, you can hear such a thing, it's chayv b'li bracha, because it's leading to a tikkun, but not such a chashv tikkun. Okay, Reb Moshe Weiss felt that, you know, first of all, it could be Reb Moshe took on Mikra Din like the prisha shachtas, that we really potted from teal over there. I don't know what Reb Moshe held about that machloikis. And maybe if that's Epis Machloikis, he held this was a little bit better. This is even less necessary because over there you're taking off something that's bothering you. Here it's just to add a certain chashivas. People, nothing bothers people about bread. They like the toast. So L'chayra, this is certainly Makom Ladon, and certainly Makom to say that it should be Chayiv. Emes is, I have a different problem. I don't know why I didn't see anyone point this out. I would think there's a grace at the pater for a different reason. And that is because it's an oven. It's a Maisa Ishba Balma. Like the place can say that by the immersion water boilers that you just put in the coil into the cup to boil the cup of tea, it's just maisa ish. It's not a klivachal, it's an oven. So, l'chayr, mishum hoi, l'chayr has no shaykhus to close with it. What's that?
The
grill
is
putter.
Right,
I'll let's say, what?
The grill that cuts the food, then you have to tell.
Which grill? What do you mean the grill?
Let's say a barbecue grill.
Oh, so that's a different story.
No, but here it's cutting the food.
Yeah, and I'm not, but I think there's another tnai aside from touching food. But by a barbecue grill, by these George Foreman grills, pshat is that you have the marechet tachimon, and then you have it's built in, it's connected, but you have the keel of the pan that you cook it on. It has something to hold the pas up. But I'm saying there's a little thin metal thing that holds it up, and then there's just push of the coils that are toasting it. So I think there's a big makam to say that just ma'ase ish ba'alma. And it's like a tanur. Now, if we could accept, like, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan Svaras. Okay, so you have to look at the cage itself. I don't think there's any like, formal kli, like there is by these former grills, the sandwich makers. They have it, puts the plate over there. There's a plate, there's a grill, the barbecue. The barbecue has a grate. That's a kli. And then underneath is the marechet that cooks it. But here, it's a shtickle. It seems like you're just putting it into the ish. So here, there's sad to say that it should be my ish. Okay, that's why they weren't next to it. What was shocking to me is that in the Sefer Tefillos Kelim he brings B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman and B'shem the Shevet HaLevi that toaster's chayav with a bracha. I don't understand. It's sad to say it's chayav with a bracha. Ramosha, okay, here Ramosha's going, he's mamish, you know, Ramosha's koyach to teira and, you know, koyach to be machriya, that this is better than the peeler and this is worse than the peeler. So we're mefakfek, maybe it is somewhat of tikkun, less tikkun, more of a tikkun. But to say it's chayav with a bracha, it's a big chiddush.
It's a big
tikkun,
and also if your bread
is
starting to go bad.
Okay,
not
that's me at Tashmisha. Shlomo Zalman and Shevet HaLevi, that Chayv of the Bracha. Okay, I think these things are taka difficult. I don't know. Okay, this gets into the other discussion of the Kelim Chashmalim. Okay, Chayv, you could put it in and let it dry out, depending on how delicate. Yeah, so L'chayr Tzarchin and L'chayr Rav Moshe, it's based, like we see, it's based on the Gemara, it's based on the Torah, the Rishonim, Shachtas and Prisha, Peeler. And Nemesis, I really have the same difficulty with what seems to be in these different various Svarim on Tfilos Kelim. They seem, Stimas Hadvarim, they assume, I think, like Peelers are Chayiv, Mashma with a Bracha, L'chayr Tzarchin, L'chayr there's no Makom to be Toivet with a Bracha. Okay, so that's in terms of what makes it Suda, what makes it not Klei Suda. Now, what about... I can't say I saw that first. That's definitely the impression you get from some of these farm. But what Vincent showed us from Belsky that that's mamish the shiloh.
Assuming kniva means peeling.
Yeah.
It's just cutting, so you didn't do anything.
It can't be a regular knife. Regular knife's plush, it's a regular knife.
Yeah, it's a scissor. It's scissors that you can't cut
with. What do you do with the scissors to a vegetable, for example?
You cut the carrot, I don't know.
Okay, so now what happens when you have a kli? So very nice. Now we've been magdir how much of a chashav a tikkun on the table, off the table. Just exactly how much of a tikkun does this kli have to shtal to be called kli suda? What happens when you have a kli and you're using it sometimes for suda dikat tzrachim and sometimes for non suda dikat tzrachim? Do we go basa reif tashmisha or do you not go basa reif tashmisha? Says the Raman Siv Ches that you have a sakin. Use it for chituch klafim. It's a cipher. It's cutting klaf to make mezuzos chvesvos. So it's pater mitzvah. Says the Rama. But if you want to use it, even aray, mashma even one time. Nach Shulchan is matzchik. He says no. It doesn't mean one time. It means you use it from now and then. But Nach Shulchan himself is masking. But Tzarachin says Nach Shulchan is masking. Kipshutum even one time. It's chayiv tefila. So you see that the hagdar of klei suda. Until now we're just discussing what it has to do. But once it does that epis even once, you're chayiv. Says the Pri Chadosh. Avada this Rambam is wrong because Sifkan Chav Gimel because Avada we go Basar Reif Tashmisha and that's Lashitas so the Prichadosh speaks about a few places in Sifkat and Yudbeis Yutes and this one is in Chav Gimel. Prichadosh throughout keeps saying that Avada we go Basar Reif Tashmisha and if something is Be'ikar Mugdar as not Klei Suda, the fact that you use it one time doesn't make Klei Suda. And Emes is and the Aruch HaShulchan says it for Davar Pashit. The Shev Yankiv also says it that we go baser reif tashmishay, and Emes is hachim stavro because the chiyuv tefilos kelim is not on a certain type of shimush in a kli, it's on a kli like we discussed last week. Toiras kli, what kaimer in the kli. So now we have to be magdir. Is it a kli suda? So avada l'chayra the pashut hakdar of a kli is baser reif tashmishay. And certainly, you know, okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan tries to make a pshara, but certainly the Rambam's mashma even one time, you take a screwdriver, use it one time. That can be chayv in tefilah. So Emes is like this that.
We don't go
Basar Reif Tashmisha. The Hanabi, by Hagol Shkein. Aruch HaShulchan says it's a Kol Shkein. Aruch HaShulchan says we go Basar Reif Tashmisha by Hagol and Kol Shkein over here. Okay, Emes says it's a different Svara. Over there it's a Shaila of Eina Binyoyma to Binyoyma, and Maisa over here it's a Shaila of Klei Suda. But Al Kapanim, Pri Chadosh assumes that the Dharma just didn't accept this whole concept, and Mele is Chayra. And the Chayra, if you look good, you look carefully in the Rama, in the Issef Heter that the place can bring, it seems that Avad the Rama is masking. Avad we go Basar Reif Tashmisha. At least to an extent. And the pshat is like this, that Sif Ches, what was the whole discussion over there, right? That's the whole Hagos HaShri. You buy a sakin, and this guy bought it for chitach klafen, and this guy's using it for his suda, and this one bought it for his suda, and he's using it for chitach klafen. So if we're over there, the whole discussion of the Gosa Shri is that he's talking about a regular knife, and it seems there was a certain type of knife, a generic, neutral type of a knife. Some people use it for this, some people use it for that. So Mela, there the Ramaz machmer, the Pri Chodesh Taka Mekel, there the Ramaz says no. About that, this is a knife. And some people take a knife like this, and it pasha belongs in their kitchen. That's a kitchen knife by them. And you're using it for chitach klafen. But regularly you go and even use it one time for tzarchei achila. So you're using a kli, which others use this bekvias as a kli suda, and you use it one time, that already goes into the hagdar of the kli, because it's a normal thing to use this for cutting food. So in Mela, it comes out that this is a kli that has kilu two tashmishin. It's chitach klafen, but it's also kli suda. And neither tashmish is bottled to the other one. And there the Ramah will say, you're chayiv. Your chayiv tefila, and it's mashma from the Ramah even with a bracha. And there the Pri Chodesh is chaylik. But the oifen that we're talking about a kli, the mashal, where's the Pri Chodesh is first chedesh? He says on Siv Dalet, by tripods. Tripods are something that you put the pot on. It's chamla kli suda. And no one in their right mind ever uses such a thing, bekvias, for a kli suda. But the Pri Chodesh says, you know, Amal, they used to put the food directly on the tripod. It was convenient to be tzayla, to roast it. It's interesting, we do such a thing on the oven, on the stove grates, Erev Pesach, people put the to roast the egg, to roast the tzli. So says the Pri Chodesh, Pri Agavna, it's Vada Pater. So it's mashmer from the Pri Chodesh, your base, your test, and Chav Gimel, that the Ramah doesn't agree with this whole idea, and he's Chayek. But L'chayer, Nate, the Ramah Vada could be masking that the oifen, that it's a kli, which no one in their right mind ever is miyachid for oichel, and Ikar Hagdara is for something else, so Vada, such a Hagdara, the arai dika mikri arai dika usage for tzarchei achila for klei suda mamash, Vada won't be mafkei, it'll be pater and mutter to use b'chi agavno. And the emes is like this. So we're going to get to the lemaisa one second. So Archa Shulchan, he brings this Ramah, and he's like bothered. He tries to be madchik. He doesn't mean one time. He means a few times. He means sometimes. So emes is, it's very meduyik, because the pre toyar, the pre chodesh. I'm sorry. He brings the isav heter. When the isav heter discusses this halacha of the sakin, he doesn't say it's a regular sakin. Isav heter says lahedya, it's a sakin shel seifrim. And on the sakin shell seifrim, a seifer's knife, from someone now, you got any seifer, it probably looks like a little razor of sorts. And on the sakin shell seifrim, there the isfetter is machmir, that even that you can't use arai. And there the Archa Shulchan, so the Archa Shulchan and the Pri Chodesh understood that that's what the Ramah was talking about, a sakin shell seifrim. But the Ramah's mevur, he wasn't, but Dafka didn't quote that isfetter. The isfetter is taka machmir, even on a sakin shell seifrim. And that taka, the Pri Chodesh Shulchan is right. But that the Ramah didn't quote. And the Chiyah Gavno, Avada, and b'chi agavna, that would be like the din of the tripods. That would be a kli which really has an ikar hagadara be'ene abriyas, that it's taka not used, has no shaykhs to be used for a kavua to kli suda. And alzeh, we would taka say the heter of Rav Tashmisha. Now the pre-tire, I think it's in Sivkon Yeral, for Yudbez, he taka says lahedya like this chilik, and he says that's avada, I think he says lahedya, that's shot in the Ramah. And the ma'isa comes out before Shechezben in the Ben Ishchai, because the Ben Ishchai paskins Rav Tashmisha, lahedya, says we go about Rav Tashmisha. And Miidach Kisa, he paskins the Chumra of the Ramah. He says, by this Sakin, even Arai, even one time, B'chayiv, I Rav Tashmisha, Teretz is Nishkin Stira. Okay, so then it would come out that Lamaisa, we would have a Kula, for what different types of things. So, like someone was mentioning, let's say the oven grates. Without getting into the Ma'ar's pan, you know, the pan-like grate that goes into the oven, without getting into that right now. Well, Maisha, the regular grates that we, Ruba the Rubart, it's like a tripod, basically. You don't put food ever on it, you put little pans on it. I, Mikri, someone will throw in a pita, throw a piece of bread to be toast. That's Mefersh in the Pre-Chadosh by the tripods. The tripods are Derech Klal. No one in their right mind has ever Meyachid such a thing for just Eichel. Once in a while, you throw in a piece of bread. So that's like the tripod that even when you're Tzoyle, Ba'arai, it doesn't take away the Hagdara that it's not actually suited to the tripod, and it'll be much.
Same thing.
Yep, exactly. Same thing on top of those. And Mechira, I saw from the Star K and their little Tefilas Kelim hand guide book. So they say there that the rotating glass dish in the microwave you should be tevel b'lei bracha. Mechira, there's no chiyuv at all. Mechira, it's pater mitfil. It's a type of thing that's not really royal. I mean, don't tell me royal tash b'shacher. You can't really. It's not very impractical to take the thing and use it as a plate. Or anything. Not really royal tash b'shacher. The ikar tash misha is avada to put with kelim. So maybe it's me tash misha l'charet pata mitfila. One other thing I saw one of the sermon when we stopping about this l'charet pashet pater, that you know, some people sometimes you have a metal Matilas Yadayim. So sometimes women, they defrost things in there. Okay, defrosting anyway, it's usually in a preliminary stage. B'chol Eifin Shiyi, if you ba'ara, use your Matilas Yadayim kreis for different food. You know, you catch your kid trying to take a drink from it, whatever it is, so it's potter and it's potato because of the klal of Reif Tashmisha versus Miyat.
I mean, by a kli that's not miyuchad ki huzeh for tashmish, it wouldn't even be arayim.
For tashmish what?
No, forget the natla. Let's say the screwdriver. You're eating with a screwdriver as a spoon. I don't know.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even be arayim.
Why would that not be
arayim?
So the pritayer says.
No,
so the pritayer who says this chiluk, he says that in a chanami, he says that's good for the yisoid over here. It's a shtickle but l'daiter.
Even by things that could, in theory, you can use them for the natla, you said sometimes maybe people use, or the tripod, maybe you put a pita.
So you're saying it's worse.
I'm saying there are things that are pashen mufka, no one ever puts a pita on.
Right. He's talking there, I think, about these tripods and the nisparayim. He's talking about things where I think it's relatively normal. It's like there, since the derech klal is miyuchid for non-food items, anyone who does it is about l'daitoy. It's called. But the MS is, they point out that l'chayr, let's say you take a screwdriver, like you're strange, and you are miyachid it only for food, 100% of the time. That's l'chayr chayv.
It's even if it's like
what?
No, it's not clear from
the guy. Oh my, you made it. Okay, it's so let me tell you, you got it from the guy. The guy did it already. Okay, that's chayef.
But again, it would have to be a yichud
nanish.
Yeah.
What? Yechanami. Okay, and the one other heter, really we discussed it, I just wanted to mention it in this context of Klei Suda, is that the Dvarim Gedoilim and Mechubarim Lakarka, also they say is a steer to having a shame Klei Suda. And that's what the various shilas of your dud anyway, it could be Reif Tashmisha because most of the water is not used for drinking. Your refrigerator. Them says that there's a shila with the drawers. The drawers really, that's a shila. So what's with the drawers that let's say it would be glass or metal, whatever it is, and you put the fruit in. Ma'is it's ichsun, but ichsun where shtuk amachmir. So yeah, they like too. This other svar that it's kavua. It's stuck in its place. Shmuel wrote it's a kli asur lanachis. That's just different svaras like that. Which svar is not totally in the dinim, but just the fact that it's not a kli suda. And for the same reason, her a glass tabletop. Some people have a glass tabletop that you know, even if you can eat off it, it has aside from it has also this heter that it's kavua. It's in its place. It's not something you don't bring it to the table. It is the table.
That's already the table.
Put a plate.
Usually you don't eat. Yeah, no, anyway, you have that Reif Tashmisha, right? So Reif Tashmisha, it's like a tripod, that's what you're saying. Yeah, because Rubi, you put on the outside clean. Yes.
Oh.
Fine. Just go ahead.